It's your fave, Rise FM, and it is the Rise FM Lunch with Ms. K, and it's time for Health Matters. With me, I've got Dr. Aneshri Moodley. A very good afternoon to you. Thank you so much for joining us.
Good afternoon, and thank you very much for having me.
We are talking about borderline personality disorder, and it is said to be misunderstood. Can you maybe please just explain for us a little bit what is it?
Absolutely. It's often misunderstood and it's often mislabeled as bipolar, or some people might also refer to it as a very sort of old understanding of split personality.
Mm-hmm.
And this is because the person tends to swing quite rapidly and quite intensely or dramatically from one emotional state to another. So one can imagine why, you know, one would think it's bipolar. However, bipolar requires you to have an extreme emotional state for at least 5 days, if not longer. So it's a sustained, Whereas with borderline, it's a rapid change in intense mood. So the mood may last for a few minutes or a few hours, which means that within a day, the individual can move from being euphoric to being irritable or angry to being suicidal.
And what are the signs that we should be on the lookout for?
Well, the rapid changing mood. They also have unstable sense of self, which I can talk a little bit about. And they also have intense impulsivity. So impulsivity, in fact, in three or more areas, either, and it could be a range of areas of impulsivity, so either with regards to eating or with regards to alcohol or drugs or spending money, gambling, driving recklessly, or even sexual behavior, so very impulsive behavior. And then the unstable sense of self, that's a tricky one, and you would probably need a professional to help you there, but it's an individual who doesn't really know what their identity is.
Yeah.
So they might flip, you know, different parts of their personality. So it might be, you know, favorite types of music or favorite types of clothes or what you're interested in, what you're passionate about, and it constantly changes. So in the people around them, like family and loved ones, struggle to really understand who this person is.
Mm-hmm.
And the individual themselves might also say, I don't know who I am. I keep changing.
And where does it stem from?
The borderline personality, the actual name?
Yes.
Okay, so the name is actually outdated. There's been a definite movement to have it renamed.
Okay.
With a more appropriate term, which would be emotional dysregulation disorder or mood instability disorder.
Uh-huh.
A borderline personality disorder is archaic. It was named in the 1950s by a very old psychoanalyst called Kernberg. So, yeah, it's very outdated. It was based on the limited information that they had back then about the diagnosis.
Yes.
And it has evolved quite a bit, yeah.
Is it hereditary or it just how does it happen? How does someone have borderline personality disorder?
Great question. So it's a combination of genetics as well as environmental factors. So in other words, what we commonly refer to as nature and nurture.
Okay.
So the nature part would be, of course, the genetics. So usually we do find that there is a family member that has this disorder. Oftentimes it's undiagnosed. You know, I think recently in the 2000s and so forth, we've had more and more South Africans coming forward seeking help for mental health conditions or, you know, feeling mentally unwell.
Yeah.
Whereas prior to that, it's been very stigmatized. So therefore, I say often there is a family member who has this disorder but isn't diagnosed.
Mm-hmm.
And then the nurture part of it is very important because one of the big factors involved is having a trauma, childhood trauma. So the trauma could be a range of things. Of course, within the South African setting, we know we have very high rates of child abuse. We have, which ranges from, you know, violent, aggressive child abuse to sexual abuse and so forth. So often we find an association with trauma. And in specifically in the South African setting, it's often child abuse, essentially, which is obviously desperately sad.
Mm-hmm.
And essentially what that happens is because there's trauma, at a very tender age, when your brain is still forming, when your mind is still forming, your emotions and so on, there's an incongruence or a mismatch between who you can trust and who you can't. So in other words, the person that you love or you know, someone that you trust might be the one that's inflicting the abuse on you. And so therefore that becomes very, as one can imagine, it becomes very psychologically distressing to a child, to a child who can't make sense of it.
Mm-hmm.
And so therefore there's this emotional instability that occurs possibly for the rest of their lives. And that's why what happens essentially, how it plays out, how you would, you know, see borderline personality is that the individual has very dramatic and very marked responses, almost most times people would say it's disproportionate to the actual event. So, and there's an intense sense of real or perceived abandonment or rejection. So, for example, someone arrives late for your dinner date. So, say the patient with borderline personality and another individual have had a dinner date, a friend or a colleague, and this person is now late. The borderline personality person, the person that's got the BPD, might sit at that table and start experiencing intense emotions. And then when the person does arrive, will possibly fly into a rage and start arguing and shouting and making all kinds of accusations, which might then be seen as quite disproportionate to the stressor and also quite unreasonable. Whereas for the individual with BPD, they've experienced that lateness, that, you know, non-punctuality as being a possible sense of abandonment or rejection, which might be real or imagined. It might be completely imagined, but there's this reaction. And then one can imagine that being in a relationship, whether it's collegial, at work, or social, a family, it's quite difficult. It's quite, you know, they have very unstable interpersonal relationships because this person can be a very loving individual, a very warm, affectionate person, but then they can sort of, it seems like a switch has been flipped and then they change.
That's hectic. Now, is it manageable or is it curable, and how?
It is a manageable disorder because it is something that possibly starts from childhood. So it is a manageable disorder. It's not curable, but there is a treatment available. And the mainstay of treatment would be therapy, so psychotherapy, so speaking to a trained clinical psychologist or psychiatrist, someone who is trained specifically to deal with BPD. There are three forms of therapy, counseling therapy that is evidence-based to show effectiveness, which is your dialectical behavior therapy or DBT, your schema-focused therapy, and then mentalization-based therapy. So therefore, it's not just because this disorder is quite a severe disorder, it can't just be addressed by a counselor. You have to have the proper training to really manage these patients and to help them to manage themselves and their emotions and their lives and their relationships better. Medication is also used for certain symptoms, such as impulsivity, and because of all the disruption in their moods and their personal relationships, they often have depression and they often have anxiety disorders as comorbid, so as additional diagnoses. So we would also treat those disorders with the appropriate medication.
Very enlightening conversation. Thank you so much for your time.
You are very welcome. Thank you very much for having me. And I'm really excited that we're talking more and more about mental wellness and increasing our awareness on air.
Absolutely. So thank you. Make sure that you catch this one on our podcast. We're going to put it up. We were having a conversation with Dr. Aneshri Moodley, who is a member of the South African Society of Psychiatrists, and we were talking about a borderline personality disorder. And do a little bit more of your research, like I always advise. Let's give you some people, Bryson, with Learning the Ways of Love. It's Rise FM.
Never thought it could feel so good, yet hurt so much. Learning the ways of love, learning the ways of love.